We also learned that we must contend for the faith.
I like this quote. It comes from O.S. Guinness. Heard of the Guinness Book of World Records? Same guy. He said, "Evangelicals are now outdoing the liberals as the supreme religious modernizers and compromisers of today." Let me say that again. Evangelicals are now outdoing the liberals as the supreme religious modernizers and compromisers of today. This is a guy who does studies of world trends. He is saying that evangelicals are getting better at compromising than the liberals. I got that excerpt from an article entitled "A Clarion Call" from a gentleman by the name of John MacArthur. He said, "The market-driven philosophy so popular among modern evangelicals is nothing more than a recycling of the error of classical liberalism." He goes on to say, "Marketing techniques offer nothing but the promise of popularity and worldly approval. They certainly offer no safeguard against the dangers of the downgrade toward spiritual ruin." I took a quote from Elton Trueblood, who said, "Perhaps the greatest single weakness," listen to this now, "perhaps the greatest single weakness of the contemporary Christian church is that millions of supposed members are not really involved at all. And what is worse, they do not think it strange that they are not." Ouch. Hurt? Yes. He goes on to say, "As soon as we recognize Christ's intention to make His church a militant company," did you see that? A militant company. How many of you are militant? Do you consider yourself militant? Think about that. "As soon as we recognize Christ's intention to make His church a militant company," the one thing we learned about the church in the book of Acts is they were militant. Long time ago, when the church first began to discover this truth, I remember somebody saying, "The time is coming when the true church is going to be so militant that it'll be like unto Sylvester and Tweety Bird." But in this instance, Tweety Bird representing the church and Sylvester the cat representing the world. And Tweety Bird goes down the alley saying, "Here, kitty, kitty, kitty." Time the Church of Jesus Christ realized we're not called to peacefully coexist in this world. We're called to upset this world. Amen. The world's philosophy and the world's standards are not the kingdom of God, church. We march to the beat of a different drum. We are called by a commander-in-chief who so upset the religious authority of his day that he was crucified. If you're looking for peaceful coexistence in this world, then get out of the church and get into religion, because you're going to be ineffective to God. As soon as we recognize Christ's intention to make His church a militant company, we understand at once that the conventional arrangement cannot suffice. Church, as usual, has got to change. There is no real chance of victory in a campaign if 90% of the soldiers are untrained and uninvolved. But that is exactly where we stand now. Why do we believe in discipleship? Why do we do small groups? Because we believe that believers need to be trained, not just in a corporate worship service, but in a small group setting where they get the Word of God and they grow and they develop and they become strong in the Lord and they become effective.